Shalom Aleichem, Swedish friends. This year should be a special schus for Daniel Yaakov and Sarah Liba, Baruch HaBaslach HaBaruch HaMatzah Yadav, and for Moshe Yehuda ben Peshadina, Baruch HaBaslach HaBaruch HaMatzah Yadav. We're continuing our Shirim in Yani Shovavim. The Shulchan Aruch and Semen Kuf Pei Dalet writes that B'Shas Vesta Tzarech Klifer Shemena Ona Achas. If it's the time of her Vesta, it's the time that she would normally see Choshish, that she's going to see blood, have her cycle. So a person has to, husband has to be parish from his wife, one ona, the shacharite, and sif cotton hay, midrabonan. And that's the askam of Rov Poskim, says the shach, that vestos are only derabonan. So we are going to be discussing this issue of vestos, of a time that Rechoshesh, that the woman is going to see, and the halachas of a husband separating from her at that time. And we're basing ourselves in the beautiful Sefer Lasan Pirio on Shulchan Aruch Yeridea. So there are many, many shitas in this din of Vestos, and we're going to see ktsat about what there is to say about the various shitas. There's a Gemara in Maseches Sanhedrin, so this is vihizartam. There's an ashar. There's a warning for the Jewish people that they should separate from their wives close to the vesis. V'kama, how much? Amar Rabba ona, an ona. Generally, an ona means either a day or a night, that if she's normally supposed to see at that time, then you separate from her for that ona. Am Rabbi Yechonam Yishum Rashbi, Kol She'er Neporish Me'ishto Samach Levesta, Afilu Havin Yelbanu K'nei Aaron Meisim, Chas V'Shalom. If a person isn't Porish, then it could be a sakana for the, it's a sakana for the children. Rabbi Chia Baram Yechonam, Kol Porish Me'ishto Samach Levesta, Havin Lebanim Zacharim. It's also a school for Banim Zacharim. Yishuv and Levi Amar, Havin Lebanim Rim La'ara. So Fractosis Yeshanim and Yavam Samach Beizam at Beiz, and that it says Chayav Adam Lefkodetzi Shabashashi Yotzil Derech, that a person has to be with his wife, have relations with his wife, when he is going on a trip, before he goes on a trip, and it's Lo Nitzchel Samach Levesta. This is talking about even if it's Samach to her Veses, Rashi says Shapkidu B'Tashmish is Pkida, which literally means to remember, is B'Tashmish Amita. But it can't be that this pekid is tashmish, because the Gemara says that it's talking about samach levesta. The kaven the noraisa aser yosiv is adam and israel is hoven israel shiv rishum and shesem samach levestan echshar rabbanim mishum shu roitzel latzis laderech. How could it be that the rabbis were matir a man, and even obligated a man to be intimate with his wife samach levestan, if vestos are d'oraisa? It's ken is zayin. The vestos d'oraisa can't be, because how are the rabbis matir a man to be with his wife on d'rabbanan? How do the d'rabbanan go against the d'oraisa? So something here has to go. Either that we say vestos are d'oraisa, or that we say pekida means bia. So Rashi goes, nearly Rashi assumes that Vestos are d'oraisa. L'chein nerali d'pkina b'divrei ritzui. Pkida doesn't mean actual intimate relations, but rather he should appease her. He's going on a trip, make her feel good. She's going to be alone. Kachos v'arash ta pkida yevshilos b'tashmish. The samach levesta chayv lifrish m'd'oraisa v'echitir pkida zu. Pkida zu. The Rosh also says this pkida can't be b'tashmish, because samach levesta, a person has to be parish m'd'oraisa. So how are they matir this pkida? Like Rashi, with words. So writes Tosa Rosh. So I'd say for Yashlar Benu Tam, Simem Mem Hey, Pkida's Lav Gaf Gatashmish, because it's Muchen Shvuis that Samach Leves does Doraisa. We learn from a Pasuk, Yizartim is B'nai Yisrael B'tumasam. However, Tosin Yavamis, Samach Beis Amit Beis, writes that according to the Manda Amar Nida, that Vesta Sidera Bonan. In Cain, Samach Levesta Nami Derabanan. So separating from one's wife, Samach Levesta, is also derabanan. If the chashash is going to see is derabanan, then separating from her at this time is also derabanan. In the Sheiltas, he also writes, Parash Mitzora, Perek Tes, Vestas derabanan. Aye, what do we do with the pasuk? Smach the be'alma. It's not really a daraisa, it's just they relied on this pasuk, but it's only derabanan. So writes the Rav in the Bamala Nefesh, Reishara Vestas, Vestas derabanan. And this Vizartim is as Harald Vene Sol Shifinish Rasim Samach Leves and Asmach de Alma. So writes the Rashman Torah Sabais by Zain Shar Beis Vigimel. Prisha Samach Leves de Rabbanan, Midaraisa in a Surat Shatira. This Prisha is only de Rabbanan. Midaraisa, she's only Usser when she sees. Mishmer Sabais, he writes at that we pass in Vesas de Rabbanan. Afilu b'shasa vestas mamish mutter. Since we paskin that vestas are only derabanan, even if it's that time that she normally sees, that time of month that she normally sees, it's mutter to be with her mena Torah. It's only derabanan. And he brings from the Baal Mor and Shvusia Yudchesam at Beis that his heart vizardim is only not smacht like the Ravid. He also brings Rabbeinu Chananel and Shvusia Zayinam at Beis, who writes Tavlei Lamifresh on the Samach Levesik Dami Rabbanon V'loy Avad. That's the correct year. So he didn't do it. The rabbi said to do it. He didn't do it. It's only the Rabbana. Rashban Shavuos. Look there in Daf Yud Ches. So writes the Miri and Nida and Daf Tez Zayin Amid Beis. The Iker Depresha Samach Levestas only the Rabbana. Vestas the Rabbana cross Machta Ba'alma. So writes the Ran and Shavuos. That Vizartim is Machta Ba'alma. And that we, and because we paskin that Vestas are only the Rabbana. The Beis Yosef in Yerodeh Simukuf Pei Dalet also proves this from the Rosh and Nid the Samach Gimel and Beis, who writes the name of the Ravid, that if a woman is regila to see B'nai Tachama and she's not sure is it before Nates that she normally sees or after Nates, since Vestas are only Durabanan Suffolk Durabanan Likula and only Choshesh Liyom Shuvada Bimeini Dusa. We're only Choshish if it's definite, but if it's not definite, then she doesn't have to be Choshish, Safik Rabban and Lakula. We have other sources as well, Russian Harias Chesam at Beis, that we pass Vestas de Rabbanan, pass Vestas de Rabbanan, if these items is only in Asmachta, so right to the Beis Yosef. However, there are a lot of Rishonim who hold that even though we paskin that Vesis derabanan, nevertheless, Prisha Samach Levesis is deraisa. We're going to explain what that means, B'siyata Dishmaya. And in this Yisod, all of the people who hold of this Shita agree. They just argue, when is the time of Samach Levesta that she has to be Parish Min HaTorah, as we're going to explain. Harishon L'Rishonim B'Zeh O'Rah B'Vedek HaBayis and B'Yizayin Shire Beis Daf Dalet Omer Aleph, who writes that even though we pasuk in that Vestas the Rabbanon, nevertheless the pasuk of Vizartam is coming to Aser Ona Shela Achar Shas Vesta. This pasuk is Asering the Ona after her Vestas V'lefnei Shas Vesta Os the Rabbanon, before the Shas Vesta she's Asur the Rabbanon. Ukagom, what does this mean? Im Bregila Liras B'Emtzai Yom, let's say she normally sees on a certain day in the middle of the day, as mitchilas hayom adam tzol asirak midrabanan. From the beginning of the day till the middle of the day, it's only nisdrabanan. If you hold vestas adrabanan, ume emsa hayom ad haerev asir min hatorah. But now that it's, she's already supposed to have seen, now it's asir min hatorah. Mikradivi zartem lefisha darko shildam lavo behergal tashmish. Because what makes the blood come? Tashmish can make the blood come. So since tashmish makes the blood come, and now it's time that she's going to normally see b'emtzai yom, so we're very concerned. So midaraisa has to be parish from her. Well, the man de'omer vestas deraisa, so that's according to the man de'omer that vestas, that the chashash is only derabanan, but he has to be parish from her when the shas vestas comes, because the bia is going to make the blood come. That's our chashash. That's if you hold vestas derabanan. But Prisha b'shas ha-vesis mamshis d'oraisa. And according to the man d'yomar, the vesis d'oraisa. So achar emseh omas d'oraisa, why? Not because of the bia, because vesis d'oraisa, because we're machzik that she pivadei roe. And if that's the case, v'kra d'vizartam, what did the pasuk of vizartam coming to tell us? It's coming to tell us that it's asr min haTorah gam ba'ona shelifnei shas vesta. In other words, mitchilas hayom adam tzav. So if you hold vesta, it's a derabanan. She normally sees be'emtza yom, so until emtza yom, it's derabanan. And then from emtza yom and on, it's doraisa, because we're choshish that the blood is going to make her see. But if you hold that vesta, it's a doraisa, then midoraisa b'shas, when it's, she normally sees be'emtza yom, or machzik that she's bevadei roeh. That's the old Vesis of Doraisa. And what's the pasuk of Izartam? That a man has to be Poresh Me'ishto. That's coming to tell us before the Vesis. In other words, the first half of the day. Gamba Ona Shalifne Shas Vista. Tainu Mitchilas Yom Ba'adam Tso. Even in the Ona before her Vesis. Here the Ona means, again, she normally sees the middle of the day. So this is from the beginning of the day to the middle of the day. That's the Ona Shalifne Vista. So this, then Bia will be Aser. So the Chshash that she's going to see is from the middle of the day, and the Bia is Aser from the beginning of the day. Adkan Divrei Ara'a. Gam Talmido Aritva Kosa V'Chidusha L'Shvuas Devadei D'Samach L'Vista Shesira Torah Hainu Samach Mamish Gon Chatzik Shavach Hayotzeboi V'Onam Rabbi Divrei Rabbi Yoshia. So when it says Samach L'Vista that the Torah was Masir to be Paresh, what does this mean? Like a chatzi shah, like a half hour. And the owner that Rabbi Yoshia said, who's Rabbi Yoshia? I'm Rabbi Yoshia, Mikanas Hor Lebnei Yisrael. Shifri Yishu Mishu Seim Samach Levistan. Midrabanan hi. Lassos Geder V'siyag. Dokai Melon V'sis Dara V'sis Dara Banav Loi Dara Isa. V'heich Echmira Torah Lesser Oine Shleim Akoidim Lachain Elevade Kedam Maran. So Samach Levista is within a half hour, and then the Ona that you have to be Poreh Samach Levista, that Rav Oshia tells us that's Midrabanan Lasos Geder V'Siyag, because we paskin that Vesta said Rabbanan not Doraisa. So how did the Torah Machmir to Aser Ona Shlema Kodem Lachain? So rather, it's only Derabanan. Like the Ra said, he said that if we hold Vesis of the Rabbanan, the Kvas of Yizartam is talking about Ona Shalachar Vesis, in other words, she doesn't see until Emtzayom. So then, until Emtzayom, she's Asur the Rabbanan, and then May Emtzayom, she's Asur Doraisa, so the Ritva also holds. Talmido, Samach Levista, is Mamish Chatzi Shah Samach Levista, and the Ona, that Yoshia says, is only the Rabbanan, they have to be Parish Ona Samach Levista to make a Geder V'Siyag. And that they were matir lifkod biyotzi laderech bona samach levista hainu bona shalifnei shas vesta mamish David Rabbanan. And that they were matir to be with one's wife, that's before the time that she normally sees, and that's only Rabbanan, like the Ritva holds, and he says that's also the sheet of the Ramban. So the Ritva said a half hour before the Vesis, they're not allowed to be together. If you hold that Vesis of the Rabbanan, the Yisur Doraisa of Vizartam starts when? At the time, the Ra says at the time she normally sees. The Ritva says a half hour before. So it could be the Ra also means a half hour before. Lav Davka Mishaz Vesta Mamish. Maybe Samachla like Chatzi Shah, because Yev Shalit Samtsem, exactly the time. Can't know exactly the time. And the Ritva also, the Ritva says, Samach Levista Shesira Torah, Hainu Samach Mamish Gon Chatzisha. So from Chatzi Shah, they're not allowed to be together for the whole Ona, because then she has a chazaka that she's going to see. So it seems that the Ra'ah and the Ritva are the same. That if you hold Vestas of the Rabbanan, then Samach LeVesta is only going to be Esther Rabbanan. And then Misha's Vesta, like Be'em Tzayom, that she normally sees, then, or a half hour before, then it's going to be Aser Doraisa. The Rashba and the Mishmeres Habayis is Tamei on the Ra'ah. And he writes, Kashim Ra'ah called Varv, Shimodi, the Kaimelon, Kamandam, or Vesta Rabbanan. Wait a second, says the Rashba. We hold Vestas of the Rabbanan. But then after the Vesis, after the time of the Vesis, Asur Dvar Torah Adme, Yitziva Bara Begar B'Shmei Shemaya, to the man of Vesis Rabbanu, Fil B'Shanas Vesis Mamish B'Teres Dvar Torah. He says, how can this be? Does it make sense what the Ra'ah holds? That after the time of the Vesis, it's Asur Min HaTorah. We Paskin Vesis are only to Rabbanan. How can you answer him in a Torah? So the answer is, what does the Ra'ah hold? The Ra'ah holds that when does the Isra Doraisa begin? Mishas Vesta Mamish, or maybe a half hour before, like the Ritva said. And that Vesta the Rabbanan is before the time that she normally sees. And not Shas Vesta Mamish. That's Asur Min HaTorah. So I don't know if the Ra'ah would have such a problem with the Rashba, which is Kasha. He also asked the Mishmeres Habayis for Od. Toto Sacheres Gemura, Shomer Dona Eina Ela Mashuhu Ben Shas Vesta at Sofo Saona, Vishumokam Otimsa Ona Stab, Apachasman Ona Kula, Kolomer Ona Gemura, O Yom Tamim Olaila. He says, how can you define an Ona? He asked the Ra, how can you define an Ona from the time she normally sees until the end of the Ona? No! An Ona is an entire unit of the day or the night. But the Ra'ah doesn't hold that way. The Ra'ah says that the Ona is from the time she normally sees. And this that the Gemara says, that an Ona is a Yom, right, like the Gemara said, V'kama Omer Rabba Ona, that's all the Rabbanan. So the Ra'ah would agree that an Ona is a complete unit. But he would just say, but when does the Isser actually begin? The Isser actually begins from the time she normally sees. Midoraisa. So Rav is not coming to explain this Zman Prisha Doraisa that Vyoshia is talking about. He's just saying that this Zman Prisha is an Ona. Part of the Ona is going to be Darabana, and part of the Ona is going to be Doraisa. So the Ra doesn't necessarily take issue with the Rashba that an Ona is a complete unit. He just says this unit is split up into two. Part of it is going to be Darabana, part of it is going to be Doraisa. Mishas Vista Mamish, it's Doraisa. And beforehand, it's Darabana, but it starts at the beginning of this unit of an Ona. And Al Derech Zu, we can answer the other kashas of the Rashba that he asked from the Sugya. Nita Samakim Lomid Beis Ein Sham. So again, the Rashba is Mishmeres Habayis. Okay, we have a lot more to discuss about this issue. Obviously, this is a tremendously broad topic, and we just didn't even scratch the surface. But Baruch Hashem, we have a few ideas, and we have a lot more to do. And the money that we should be able to live, so we can continue giving these shiurim, and we should be zocha lilmod ulelamed lishmor v'lasa l'kaim kol divrei salma tarasa v'yahava. Amen, via amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.